It's time for a takeover of the broadcast here on KUKU 100.3 for another chapter in Willow Springs Bear Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigid Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Thank you and good evening. Welcome to Mumford Gym and Willow Springs Bear Basketball. Friday night basketball tonight and another big SCA contest for the Bears as they take on the Fair Bobcats. I'm Marty Spence along with Katie Spence tonight. Larry is still on assignment. He will return at some point this season, but Katie is good enough to join us once again after Tuesday night's game. And Katie, I think that's where you have to start when talking about this game, is how do the Bears respond after Tuesday night's really epic game. I've watched a lot of high school basketball games, and looking back, that was one of the best games I've ever seen.
Absolutely,
between two
yeah.
teams. And the Bears thought they had it, and just kind of a miraculous finish for the Eagles. And the Bears went from victory to defeat in just a heartbeat, and that was such a hard loss. You wonder how the Bears come back from that. Either they rise to the occasion and play with a lot of spirit tonight, or you can let that kind of seep in. It's been 3 days, but still a hard one probably for the Bears to get over. They knew they really needed that for the conference and the district. You didn't get it, but Coach Forrest's task this week is to get this team back and ready to play. Willow has lost 5 of their last 6 games. Some of those heartbreakers, 2 of those were overtime losses. The Bears now 1-2, or 1 out of 3 in overtime games this year, 3 overtime games. And, you know, you look at Colby and Brady, especially Caden Lee, those 3 really had huge games on Tuesday, and you just wonder how many more times Colby can put it on his back and try to will this team to win. Last year, Willow went to Oregon County to take on Sayre and lost 50-44. Really close game against one of the best teams in the area for a long time. And Katie, I was looking back on, I knew Sayre had been really dominant the last several years, but listen to this, 12 straight district championships.
Wow.
12 straight district championships and 4 straight Final Four appearances for the Bobcats.
That's insane.
Domination
yeah.
is what the Bobcats have done for a long time. The Bears have been close a few times in that big run of knocking these guys off, but have not been able to do it, and just a tremendous run by the Bobcats. Now, this team does not have a Harrington. They don't have a Pitt. Some of those names that we've gotten really used to the last few years, not on this team, but they've still got plenty of firepower, and they're only 9-9 on the year, which is a little misleading. The Bobcats, because they've been so good, picked up a lot of big tournaments at the beginning of the season. They go to Arkansas to play in some big dog tournaments. So they've lost some games, but a lot of those have been to Arkansas schools and some really big competition. So you look at that 9-9 record.
That doesn't show
exactly
the whole story at all.
They've had wins over Stratford. They beat some Arkansas schools. Probably their signature win, though, is against the Hartville Eagles, one of the best teams
yeah.
in the state. Now, Hartville
that's always a good win.
Had lost one of their better players to injuries, but still, that's a good win for the Bobcats. If the Bears are looking for hope tonight, they have lost to some local teams. They lost to West Plains by double digits, lost to Mansfield, and we know how good Mansfield is. And the kind of odd one is they lost to Licking in overtime. Not taking anything away from Licking, but I would have expected Sayre to dominate in that game. So a little inconsistent, but the Bobcats are on a roll. They're 2-0 in the SCA. They knocked off Mountain Grove and playing some of their best basketball right now. Whereas the Bears, you look at that record, and they've lost 4 out of their last 5. But, Katie, I think the last 2 games, I don't think you can really count that loss to Liberty. That was such a well-played game.
Yeah. that really kind of lit a fire under us, I feel like, and I hope that we can carry that fire into this game today and kind of get our momentum back rolling.
Got to shake that loss off and move on. Still a lot on the table. The Bobcats, like the Eagles, are a district and a conference opponent, so you pick up a win tonight, and that really puts you back into the conversation for the SCA and a good seed when it comes to district time. So lots on the line tonight for the Bears. The Lady Bears last night beat Ava 60-42. Lady Bears now 16-5 on the season and 4-1 in the SCA. Of course, led by Chloe Jones, the all-time leading scorer in Lady Bear basketball history. They are next in action on Thursday. They've got almost a week off. Well, they do have a week off. They'll play here on Thursday night against the Alton Comets. Alton 9-6 on the season. And all home games for the Lady Bears from here on out, district tournament time, is just 2 weeks away. We are almost at the end of basketball season.
So soon.
It always kind of sneaks up on us. Upcoming games for the boys, Tuesday they'll be at Salem and then Friday at Ava. So it's a road trip next week for the Bears in both SCA conference games that will be tough. Salem's 13-7, and we know Ava.
That's always a tough opponent.
It is, especially to go to Ava and try to get that win. So that's all in the future. Tonight, the green wave has invaded Mumford Gym. The Fair Bobcats are here. They brought lots of fans, and we should have a good one tonight on the Brent Colley Court. We will take a break for the national anthem. Come back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And with your starting lineup, public address announcer Chris Wagoner.
Oh,
Thanks to Coach Wagoner, the public address announcer for Mumford Gym. Always enjoy getting the home starting lineups directly from the public address announcer. Tipping for the Thayer Bobcats in their road greens with the white trim will be Belcher, Jaden Belcher, the 6'5 sophomore against Frigga. Bears in their home white. Thayer controls the tip, and we're underway for Mumford Gym. Bobcats with the ball. Sprinkler will hand it off. They get it underneath, lay it up, miss it. Belcher missed it, but puts it back up. No good, but he draws the foul, and a quick foul on Grady Frigga. Frigga's gotten into some foul trouble the last few games. He picks up one in the first 13.
They actually called out on Colby Jean.
Really?
They do.
Okay. All ball from Grady, and it's on Colby. That'll be his first. Belcher's free throw is good, and the Bobcats break on top 1-0. Belcher's second free throw is good. 6'5 sophomore, good player for the Bobcats. 2-0. Thayer with a quick lead. Colby James across midcourt. Sends it to Lee. Lee, top of the key, one arms it to Colby. Colby gets to the top, slides it over to Lee on the left wing. Bobcats paying a lot of attention to Colby James, as they should. He gets past Deckard, but he's quickly picked up. Lobs it into the corner to the block for Frigga. Back out to Colby. Colby, pull-up jumper from the free throw line is good. And we're tied at 2. Colby breaks the scoring for the Bears. Those teams have broken the ice. Bears in a man defense. Bobcats get it to the block. Looking to get a shot off. Floater in the paint goes down for Trinkler, the freshman for the Bobcats. It's been a while since I've seen a freshman start.
Especially for Thayer.
Colby, long 2 is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound is fought for, and a jump is called. Possession arrow will go to the Bears. Good effort by Frigga and Lee to tie up the ball. Colby took that three-pointer just inside the three-point arc, Katie. And looking back at that Liberty game, do you remember the three-pointer that we thought was a 3 and they called a 2?
Yeah.
It was a 3, even though it was a 2 officially. That point would have been nice.
It would have.
Earlier in the week. Brady James inside. Thompson to Frigga. Lays it up and in. Good ball movement by the Bears. And we're tied at 4 apiece. 90 seconds in. Trinkler across midcourt. Hands it off to Cone. Deckard fires it inside. Bounces to Boyce on the baseline. Put it up. In and out. Rebound tips out of bounds off Boyce. It'll roll onto the stage, and it will be Willow ball. Bears with a chance to take their first lead of the night. 2 minutes into the ball game.
Diamond twist.
Colby will hand it to Caden Lee, and Lee will start the offense as the Bears bring it across midcourt. Colby on the right side. Bounce it, give it to Frigga in the corner. Inside to Lee on the baseline. Can't get a shot off. Gives it to Frigga. Nice move. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound tipped and taken by the Bobcats. They are back the other way with Belcher. Quickly down the floor to Combs. Combs in the paint. Blocked by Frigga. Grady tips it ahead to Brady James. DJ 1-on-2 to the basket. Lays it up in air. In traffic, Brady James gets it to fall. And Willow has their first lead. 6-4. 5:30 to go first quarter. Sprinkler bounces it to Boyce. Boyce looking inside. Now he'll just pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound underneath for Belcher. Puts it up and in. Jaden Belcher, the 6'5 sophomore, I think he's going to be a problem for the Bears tonight. He's definitely got the height advantage.
Yeah.
Athletic post player for the Bobcats. Brady James, big jump stop on the baseline. Puts it up and in. Brady James on a bit of a run, and Willow back on top, 8-6. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Decker swings it right side for Combs. Lob it to Boyce. Back to Trinkler. Trinkler in the paint. Nice move to the block, to the basket. Lays it up and in. Thayer moves the ball so well, just so fundamentally sound. They're not going to make a lot of mistakes. Colby, right side. Caden Lee fakes the three. Pulls up for two. Missed it. Rims out. Bobcats with the rebound. Combs pushes it back the other direction. Trinkler down the floor to Combs on the left side. 8-8. Halfway through the first quarter. Chance for Thayer to regain the lead right here. Combs with the logo. Takes it right side all the way to the block. Lost the dribble, and he's pushed. The officials say didn't see a ton of contact there.
Looks like he just kind of lost the balance. But
kind of what I thought.
There were people there, so.
There were people there, yeah. Bobcats will have it. Foul.
Brady
call
James.
On Brady James, and it all comes back around as Trinkler lost it out of bounds, bobbled it, and the Bobcats with a rare turnover. You're not going to get many of those. 4 minutes to go, first quarter, 8-8. Good start to this one, back and forth battle. That's what we'd expect. Colby, top of the key, Lee into the corner for Thompson. Hands it to Colby. His three-pointer is blocked, and the Bobcats come away with it. Trinkler on a break, loses the dribble, gets it back. Shovel pass up top. Deckard fakes the three, dribbles into the paint. His pass tipped by Lee, but he can't save it. Goes out of bounds. Good effort by Caden. But it will stay with the guys in green. Riley White and Horton check in for the Bobcats. Horton, the 6'1 freshman, played well in the JV game. Riley White is a 6'3 senior. Lob it to Belcher on the block, lays it up and in. That was too easy. Belcher with the inbound play. The Bobcats back in front, 10-8.
Belcher and Trinkler doing all of the scoring right there so far.
Colby's got two guys on him, flips it into the corner for Thompson. Thompson to Lee, he'll pull it back out, and the Bears will reset. Give it to Colby, long two from the left wing, in and out. Friga with the rebound, put it up, and in. Good job. Grady Friga with the putback, and we're tied at 10. Deckard across midcourt. He'll hand it to Horton. To Belcher, Bobcats move it so quickly. Always a good passing team. Deckard bobbles it, gets it back, gives it to Belcher. Belcher, free throw line, head fake, into the paint, flips it up and in. What a great move by Jaden Belcher. Bobcats back in front, 12-10. Colby flings it over left side. Caden Lee pulls the trigger on a three. That one's short. Rebound tipped out of bounds off the Bobcats. And it will stay with Willow with 2:42 to go in the first quarter. Not a lot of stoppages here, just a couple of fouls and maybe one or two turnovers. Rapidly moving first quarter here at Willow Springs. Brady James takes the inbound. Jumper is no good. Belcher with the rebound. He's got a one-on-one with Thompson. Gets around him, lays it up and in. Bobcats go up by four. 14-10. Belcher has 10 of the Bobcats, 14. He's already in double figures, Katie, and we've still got 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Colby off balance, two, is partially blocked. No good. Bobcats ahead to Belcher, lays it up and in, and that is a great place for a timeout for Coach Forrest and the Bears. 2:13 to go first quarter. Thayer leads Willow 16-10. Back in 30, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Mack and Mumford Gym, Bears and the Bobcat. Thayer leading 16-10 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Willow with the ball after a Coach Forrest timeout. Bobcats have done a good job on Colby, and Jaden Belcher, the sophomore, has been electric here in the first quarter. He's got 12 of the Bobcats, 16. Colby on the left side. Big jump stop in the paint. Little floater goes down. Colby breaks the scoring drought for the Bears and pulls Willow to within four. Deckard across midcourt. He'll hand it off to Trinkler. Here's Belcher at the free throw line. Bobcats, known for their three-point shooting, and they haven't taken one yet. It's all been Belcher. He'll pull up, jumper in the paint, missed it this time, and it's all white jerseys for the rebound. Bears flip it ahead to Thompson. Back to Colby. Colby gets rid of his defender. Goes baseline, pull-up jumper, got it. Colby with a quick four, and a six-point lead is down to two for the Bobcats with 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Trinkler will walk it across midcourt. The freshman for the Bobcats over to Horton, another freshman. These Bobcats are just rebuilding. Trinkler, pull-up jumper, free throw line, no good. Rebound tip. Bobcats have it, put it up, no good. A miss by White. Colby with the rebound, ahead to Brady. Brady to the free throw line, spin it to Lee. Going to go baseline, out to Thompson, puts it up, missed it short. Great opportunity. Brody didn't get it to go. Belcher with the rebound. Belcher with a full head of steam, flips it into the corner for Horton. Up top to Deckard. Deckard fakes the three, throws it left side for Trinkler. Trinkler gets loose, left block, put it up and in. 18-14 Thayer, 22 seconds to go first quarter. Bears look like they want to play for the last shot. Thayer will let them. They're going to stick in that zone defense with 10 seconds. That matchup zone that Thayer does so well. Clock at 7. Colby's got it with 6. Colby with 3, with 2. Three-pointer, got it. At the buzzer. The Bears will take a little momentum into the second quarter, but it's Thayer leading Willow after 1, 18-17. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, quarter number 2 between the Bears and the Bobcats. Big SCA battle tonight. Bear with a 1-point lead as we start the second quarter, 18-17. Bobcats with the ball. Trinkler up top to Belcher. Belcher pulls back for 3. Got it. My goodness.
You can juke him anywhere.
He's a good one. The Bobcats have a 4-point lead. Belcher has 15 barely into the second quarter. He's on pace for about 60. The Bobcats lead at 21-17. Colby James will try to answer. Pull up 2 is in and out. Brady with the rebound puts it up and in. Brady with the follow. Bears back to within 2. Trinkler across midcourt. Belcher to the right side for Nicholson into the game. He has his pocket picked by Thompson. Great job by Brady Thompson with the steal. Ahead to Lee. Lee will give it to Brady James. Back to Lee. Open 3 up top. Got it. Bears back in front, 22-21. 7 minutes to go in the half. Caden Lee, if he's open, he's a good three-point shooter. Belcher at the logo. He'll give it up to White. Back to Deckard up top. Deckard hands it off to Trinkler. Trinkler gets to the block, flicks it out to Nicholson for 3. Missed it. Rebound underneath by the Bobcats. Put it up and in. Riley White with the putback. They're back in front, 23-22. Back and forth we go.
That's the first time someone other than Belcher or Trinkler has made a basket.
Lee on the left side. Bears rotated around the arc. This game's been back and forth and similar intensity to what we experienced for 4 quarters with the Bears and the Eagles. Colby can't get a shot off. He'll fling it back to Brady James. Open 3 up top. Missed it. And it goes in over the top of the backboard. looked like it was going to go down. It just hit the back of the rim. So a near miss for the Bears. And it will go back to the Bobcats. Fair into the front court. Trinkler spins, left block, shot up, missed it, rebound. Wow, got to be a foul there.
It was a late whistle.
I think the whole gym saw it. Riley White's going to get called for the foul. That's the, I think, the first foul
first
on the Bobcats.
Yeah.
These officials, we saw that in the JV game. They don't call a lot, and that's okay, but that one was pretty obvious. 47-42, the JV team from Thayer beat the Bears, but it was a really spirited game. Colby James, left side, jumper good. Tough shot. Doesn't matter to Colby. And it's a one-point lead for the Bears. 5.5 minutes left to go, second quarter. Bobcats, little give and go to Trinkler, and he throws it away. Got to the baseline and then tried the outlet pass, and it goes into the bleachers. Many turnovers now for the Bobcats.
Four.
Good job by the Bears defense to force some turnovers.
They're playing that man-to-man, and it's working right now for them.
Colby into the front court. Brady at the logo. Give it to Lee. He'll pop for three. Got it. Hayden Lee with a couple of big three-pointers. Willow with their biggest lead of the night, 27-23.
And that's what we need more of. When they've scouted Colby, they know. So having other people shoot is very important.
Here's Deckard for three for the Bobcats. It's short. Rebound into the corner. Comes out long to the Bobcats, and Thayer will reset. The Bears let the Bobcats off the hook after a missed three-pointer. Rebounding has definitely favored the Bobcats here in the first half. Belcher works it up top to Trinkler. Going to go baseline. Belcher in the block. Turn around. Put it up. Missed it. A rare miss from Belcher. Colby James back the other way for the Bears. Send it to Lee. Wants another three. Oh, in and out this time. Rebound for the Bobcats. Looked good off the wrist, but didn't quite go. Deckard. Wings it to Trinkler. Trinkler, free throw line jumper is off the mark. Colby with the rebound. Bobcats are cooling off. This is an opportunity for the Bears to build the lead. Colby, jumper, no good, but he's fouled. And Colby will go shoot a couple of free throws. Halfway through the second quarter, Bears leading 27-23.
It's all going to be on number 21, Deckard. Second team foul.
Bobcats,
or the Bobcats.
With a couple of guys getting ready to check in. Coach Pitt's definitely using more of his bench than Coach Forrest did. McGinnis has come in, but that's been it as far as Bear substitution. Colby's free throw was good. Horton and Combs back in for the Bobcats. Nicholson and Trinkler come out. Belcher stays in. 15 points for the sophomore. Colby's second free throw is good. But it's Willow on top, 29-23, 4:07 to go. Quarter number two from Mumford Gym. Deckard across the logo. He'll hand it off to Combs. Combs gets right side. Pass cut off by Thompson. Picks up his dribble. Lobs it back to midcourt for Horton. Deckard on the left wing. Fakes the three. Dribbles in. Picks it up. Hands it off to Belcher. Belcher goes to work on Brady James. In the paint. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound tips out of bounds. Off there. It'll go to Willow. And great job by Brady on that play to deny Belcher. That's where Belcher has been getting all of his points in the paint. Bears denied that time. And have a chance to build on a six-point lead. Colby into the front court. Bounce it into the corner for McGinnis. Back to Colby. Lee in the corner. He's hit a couple of big threes this quarter. Brady James spins it back to Lee. To Colby at the logo, and the Bears will reset. Colby to Brady. Pullback three. Missed it. Rebound. Bobcat. Roll it back. Horton will hand it to Decker. Midcourt to Cone. Belcher may have gotten away with a push from Brady James as the Bobcats get it left side. Back it off. Bears try to deny that paint and get the Bobcats out away from the basket. And so far, it's working here in the second quarter. Deckard on the left side. He'll hand it to Belcher. Throws it up top to Combs. Gives it a right side. Horton wants a three. Banks it in. Those are tough. That just hit the right side of the backboard and drop through. Bobcats get a little momentum back. Bears with a three-point lead, 2:30 to go in the half. Brady James on the right side. Up to Lee, left side. Colby, big jump stop. Fadeaway jumper, missed it. Rebound slips, and the Bobcats come away with it. Horton moves it quickly down the floor. Give it to Belcher. Right side for Deckard. Deckard checks underneath, gives it back to Belcher. Belcher to Horton, right in front of the Bear bench. He takes the screen all the way to the right side, and he'll hand it to Combs. Combs to the top of the key, back to Horton. Horton, nice move. Floater on the baseline, won't go. Rebound tips out of bounds off the Bobcats, and it'll be Bear ball.
We could check center again.
Not a lot of dead balls, not a lot of fouls. This game is just moving right along, and substitutions for both teams. Thompson, the brothers James, Friga, and Lee, five on the floor for the Bears. Colby will bring it across midcourt. Into the corner for Brady. Holds it above his head, takes the dribble. Rotates it left side for Thompson, left wing. Colby. Back up top to Lee, right side for Brady James. Leaves it for Thompson in the corner. Thompson. Into the corner, Colby gives it to Brady. Now the Bears will reset with Lee at the logo. 1:20 to go in the half. Bears being patient, and you just heard Coach Lee yell, be patient. James, Brady James in the corner, rotates it back to Lee, pulls up for a jumper, rims out.
It was a good shot.
It was, just didn't go. Bobcats with the rebound. Deckard, full head of steam. He'll give it to Horton. Back to Belcher up top. Belcher backpedals towards the bleachers, now attacked. Pass cut off, and it's a tie-up jump ball. Possession arrow will go to the Bears. Brady James doing a nice job on Belcher. Belcher's been on 15 points since about 2 minutes left in the first quarter, and he's
Belcher's only had that 1-3 in this entire quarter compared to the 12 that he had
right in
the first quarter.
That has been a huge difference in the Bears. They were down by 6 in the first quarter to Thayer. They lead by 3. And Willow just going to dribble it at the logo here with 40 seconds. The Bobcats are going to let him do it. This is classic Thayer. They're going to sit in that matchup zone. And Coach Pitts, the Hall of Fame coach, very confident in what his system can do. And it's been amazingly successful there for this team. 12 straight district championships, 4 straight Final Fours. Bears playing for the last shot of the half here. Now Thayer comes out the guard, and they nearly get a steal. Brady James has it at the logo. Being harassed, needs some help. Might have got away with a travel. Hands it to Colby with 7. Colby in the paint is fouled. And, Katie, I don't know how the Bears held on to the ball in the last 10 seconds there. Somehow they did. Bobcats get their third team foul.
Foul's going to be on Combs. It's his first foul.
And Willow will inbound with 6.7 on the clock. Colby out to Brady. Clock will run. Colby spins, finds Brody Thompson open at the buzzer, missed the three. And that'll send us to the locker room with Willow leading Thayer 29-26. We'll come back and recap the first half, get you ready for the third quarter, and preview next week in Bear basketball coming up in 3 minutes. We're at halftime from Mumford Gym. Willow over Thayer, 29-26. Back in 3, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings. Endless possibilities.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Sullivan Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, it is halftime. Willow leading Bear 29-26 at the half. Bobcats led by one at the end of the first quarter. They led by as many as six in that first quarter, but the Bears closed the first quarter well, and they built up a six-point lead at one time in the second quarter. Bobcats trimmed it to three in a low-scoring second quarter, but Willow heading to the locker room with a three-point lead at the half. Katie has your halftime stat.
Leading scorers for the Bear Bobcats. Belcher had 15 points. Trinkler had six. Horton had three. And White had two. For the Willow Bears, Kobe James led the scoring with 13 points. Brady James and Caden Liedrith had six apiece, and Freya had four. Turnovers for the Sarah Bobcats, they had four turnovers, and the Willow Bears only had one turnover.
That's
so
a big stat.
That is. However, Sarah is out rebounding Willow 14-7.
2-1.
Yeah.
On the rebound.
Yeah.
And you would expect Sarah to win the rebounding battle, but.
Yeah, we're not a very big team.
Right. But hopefully the Bears, they're going to want to even that out a little bit in the second half. All right, so there's your stats from the first half. Bears did a better job on Belcher in the second quarter. I think, Katie, that was key to.
Yeah, they held him only 3 points in the second quarter compared to the 12 that he had.
At one point, he was on pace for about 60 points in the game. So, Coach Forrest adjusted things there. Brady James did a nice job defensively on Belcher, and that'll be a key in the second half as well to see where Bobcats going to go for their scoring if Belcher is taken out of the equation. So, again, Willow leading 29-26 at the half. Such a big game as just as Tuesday was, and part of the reason that game was so heartbreaking is there was so much on the line there as far as the SCA conference and then also district seedings in the district, and that's just 2 weeks away. So we can start talking about it now, but Liberty, Fair, and Willow all in the – there's only six teams in that district, and the top three teams are going to be Liberty, Fair, and Willow. And
all of us played really close.
Watching these three teams as we have this week, I think those are three really evenly matched teams. So what you want, I mean, that makes that top seed really more valuable because one of these teams is going to have to play the other one twice.
Yeah.
If you're a two or three seed, you're going to have,
no matter who you are.
Exactly. So makes this an important game for the Bears if they could somehow beat Fair, and then you take the you know, maybe Thayer beats Liberty later. They play in the final game of the season. So it keeps your options open if you can pull off the upset tonight. The other three teams in the district, Licking, Houston, and Cabulon, the other reason you want to be obviously you want to be a one seed, but a two seed gets you a bye in the first round. Mm. And so you avoid playing that game that you never know what could happen. So district's just a couple of weeks away, and I believe districts will be in Houston this year again. So we'll have that action, of course, for you coming up in a couple of weeks. Congrats to the Lady Bears. They won last night 60-42. Now 16-5 on the season, 4-1 in the SCA. They're off until next Thursday, and it'll be a home game. So the only home game next week will be the Lady Bears to come out and support Coach Fox from the Lady Bears on Thursday night as they take on Alton in a non-conference game before closing out their SCA season the following week. Don't forget about Gentleman Gems. Anytime you need a tow, call 417-934-6594. Gentleman Gems for your tow needs, 417-934-6594. Also, don't forget, you can watch these games live stream. Bear Media at Willow Springs Schools does a great job with their live stream. You can always pull that up on YouTube. Just search for Willow Bears, and you'll find the game pretty easily. Of course, you still want to keep us turned up while you turn the game on YouTube. You can follow along and see where we mess up. Just a couple minutes left before we start the third quarter. Both teams back out on the floor getting ready to go, and we will come back with the start of the second half in 60 seconds. Willow leading Thayer at halftime, 29-26. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, it's been a good one. We have seen some fantastic basketball this week, starting on Tuesday with the Bears and the Liberty Eagles. And I'm still, Katie, not quite over that ball game. Just the ending of that game.
Oh, I know.
And,
heartbreaking.
The intensity. It was a game. It
took a while to cool down after that one.
And we've had two really high-intensity quarters here tonight between the Bears and the Bobcats. We'll see what the second half has in store. Thayer will have the ball. All starters back out there for both teams. And Belcher will rotate it up top of the key. We'll see what Coach Pitts has drawn up for the second half. They go low. Baseline shot no good by Boyce. Bears come away with the rebound. Brady James into the front court. Brady at the logo. No looks it over to Lee. Lee dishes back to Brady James. His pass tipped, stolen by the Bobcats. Only the second turnover of the game for the Bears. Combs takes it away. Bobcats run into each other, but keep the dribble, and they'll fire it down baseline for Trinkler. Trinkler gets it to teammate who travel. Turnover on Boyd. He took an extra step in the paint. The Bobcats give it right back. Neither team turns the ball over a lot. Bobcats always good fundamentally, and Bears one of the best ball-handling teams you'll find. Lee to Brady James on the right side. Brady takes the screen to the top of the key, but Combs sticks right with him, and the Bobcats shifted their defense a little bit. Colby gets loose, throws it up, and it goes in. What a shot by Colby James. Those are things Colby can do that you just can't you can't coach that. Bobcats now down by five. Get loose. And Grady Friga blocks it out of there. Holmes went to the basket. Friga with the block there to take it back. Colby goes right side through traffic. Brady in the corner for three. Got it. Brady James for three. Coach Pitts will take a timeout. Willow with their biggest lead of the night, 34-26. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, the Willow Bears have started the third quarter on a 5-0 run. Have their biggest lead of the night at 8, with 6:20 to go third quarter. Bobcats with the ball after Coach Pitts took a timeout. Belcher up top. Brady James trying to stick with him, and he does. But Belcher to the left block, trying to force his shot up. Instead, he'll tip it back to Boyce for three. No good. Friga with the rebound. Brady's playing well. Gives it to Colby. Colby behind his back gives it to Thompson. Thompson, free throw line. Jumper is no good. Friga with the rebound, and he got fouled. Brady Friga is playing possessed here in the third quarter. Been a change since Coach Forrest put Grady in the starting lineup at Galena. Made a difference. Brady James for three on the inbound. No good. Rebound comes out to the Bobcats, and they've got a break. Trinkler to the basket, lays it up and in. Quick two for the Bobcats. Brady James on the other end. Left side, working on Belcher. Give it to Lee. Lee takes off to the block, throws it right to Deckard in traffic. Deckard to the free throw line, picks up the dribble, needs some help. He'll give it to Trinkler. Trinkler in the paint, back to Deckard. Deckard spins to the left block, lost the handle on it, finds his man underneath, shot up, no good. Friga with the rebound. Ball knocked out of bounds off Combs, and it will stay with Willow. It's a good time for the Bears maybe to take a breath here and slow the pace down a little bit.
Yeah,
that was kind of frantic. 34-28. Willow by six with 5:15 to go in the third.
Friga is really improving our rebounding percentages this quarter.
What we
need.
Absolutely. Brady James on the wing to Lee on the left side. Checks inside. He'll give it to Thompson in the corner. Thompson to Brady James. Brady back out to Lee. Give it to Colby at the logo. 4:50 to go third quarter. Brady James, nice move in the paint to the basket, puts it up and in. What a move by the other James. Brady with a good move there, and the Bears back up by 8. Deckard into the front court. Belcher pass tipped, and the Bobcats lose it out of bounds on the sideline.
That's 7 turnovers for the Bobcats. That's very unlike them.
Oh, they're
playing really good defense and forcing those turnovers.
You've got to bring everything if you're going to play the Bobcats to try to get a win. And the Bears have brought the intensity. We wondered how they would respond after that heartbreaker on Tuesday, but
they definitely have the
intensity. You're right. Colby gives it to Brady. He'll bounce it to Thompson at the free throw line. Back to Lee. Lee draws the defense. Bears with an 8-point lead, now looking for good shot selection. Colby hands it to Lee. Lee, Brady James, top of the key, dribbles in, out to Colby. Colby pulls up for the long two, missed it. Rebound, Friga had it, but taken away by Trinkler. Trinkler wants to run with it. Dishes off, last second to Nicholson, back to Deckard. Deckard shades to the right side, hands it to Belcher for a three, and it rattles in. Boy, the Bobcats needed that. Belcher for three, cuts it to a 5-point game. Lee up top, gives it to James. Brady James takes the screen. Colby at the logo, 3:30 to go third quarter. Brady James, volleyball line three, buried it.
Somebody has to get out and guard him because Brady will shoot from there, and it was nothing but net.
Bears back in front by eight. Belcher to the right side. Trinkler, baseline shot up, missed it, and Friga may have gotten a little bit of it. Gets the rebound. Colby pulls up for three, got it!
The Jameses are on fire, and the Bear lead is 11.
Deckard to the right side. Trying to push one up on the baseline. Can't do it. He'll swing it back to White. And the Bobcats will reset. Belcher to Deckard. Deckard at the logo. Lob it to the free throw line. White underneath. Over Friga. Puts it up and in. Boy,
And
he got away with the travel. Bobcats needed a basket. They got it. Back to a 9-point lead for the Bears. Lee for three. Missed it. Foul coming underneath. On the rebound.
Grady Friga went fine.
They're going to talk about it. It's on the Bears.
We're going to call it Friga. On Grady Friga.
Held it. The officials talked about it. Grady's first.
First.
And now Coach Forrest would like an explanation on that.
Yeah, because Grady was on the floor. So that does raise some eyebrows.
They tied up, and I think they said first contact went to Grady. Bobcats with the ball. Willow leading 42-33. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Deckard left side, pulls back for three, missed it short. Colby with the rebound. Colby down the floor. Give it to Brady. He'll go baseline. Pass cut off. Pullback jumper is short. Rebound, Belcher. Belcher wants to push it down the floor. Give it to Nicholson. Nicholson for three. Missed it. Friga has the rebound. But they're going to say to Willow Ball, did it hit the backboard? Is that what they say? Anyway, they blew the ball.
I don't know.
And so Willow will have it regardless. With 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, Willow leading by nine. Colby James walks it across midcourt. Bears led by three at the end of the half. Colby pulls back for three. It got partially blocked by Trinkler, and the Bobcats push it the other way. Belcher to Horton. Horton to the right side. Trinkler going to go baseline into the corner. Belcher for three. Got it. My goodness.
You can't leave him open anywhere because he will shoot anywhere and probably make it.
Belcher keeping the Bobcats right there with some big three-pointers in this third quarter. He's got 21 points. 21 of the Bobcats, 36. And it's a 6-point lead for the Bears. Colby James at the logo gives it to Lee. Fires it left side for Brady. Here's Colby on the left wing.
Bears looking for a good shot here.
Shot selection in the last minute or so has been
not the greatest. No.
55 seconds. Colby. Brody Thompson was standing there wide open, and they didn't see him. Now Thompson's got it. Colby with an open three left side. Missed it short. Rebound comes out to Brady James. Brady tries to attack. Ball is knocked away by Fair out of bounds. It'll stay with Willow with 40 seconds to go in the third. I feel like the Bears really need to close this quarter well.
Yeah.
Had a strong quarter, but you've got to close it.
One more basket here would be.
Colby takes the inbound. Jumper is good.
It rolled around the rim about 12 times before falling through. 8-point lead for the Bears.
Bobcats with 30 seconds to go in the third. They'll take it to the right side. Trinkler looks underneath, gives it back to Horton. Horton at the logo with 20 seconds. Where's Belcher? There he is. Belcher. Trinkler on the left side. Tries to go inside to Belcher, and he juggles it out of bounds. Another turnover on the Bobcats. That one really kind of unforced. Just a bad pass. Bears have it. 16 seconds to go in the third, and again, the Bears for the third time tonight will have a chance to end the quarter with the ball. I think that's a big stat as well that you don't always see. Colby with seven at the logo. Colby with five. Has it go off the shoe? Out of bounds. Out of bounds at midcourt, and Willow will have 2.4 to try to fire up a shot here. Plenty of time to get a decent look. Thompson will inbound. With 2.4, Lee takes it. Three-pointer at the buzzer. Missed it off the back of the rim. And that takes us to the fourth quarter. From Mumford Gym, Willow leads there 44-36. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, it has been a good week of basketball here in Willow with a just a phenomenal game between the Bears and the Eagles on Tuesday. And now, tonight, another good one with the Bears and the Bobcats. They are led by as many as 6 in the first quarter, but the Bears came back with a strong second and third quarter. They lead 44-36 as we head to the fourth. And the Bears will have the ball to start the quarter. Brody Thompson on the right side at the free throw line. McGinnis open underneath. Back to Brady James. Colby up top. Big jump stop in the paint. Puts one up and it rattles in. Got the shooter's touch on that one. Bears up by 10. They led by as many as 11. Still tons of time. And this Bear team will make a run before this is set and done. Felcher up top. Tips it into the corner for Horton. Horton will backpedal toward the sideline. Bears keeping a close eye on Felcher. There he is. He gives it up to Trinkler. Back up to Horton. Felcher on the right side. Top of the key. Horton takes off in the corner. Three ball by Nicholson is good. Bobcats needed that one.
Nicholson did a couple of effort to shoot threes, and that's the first one that's actually gone down for him.
Good three-point shooter, and maybe showing signs of heating up with that one. Colby in the corner for Thompson. Bears need to answer it. Brady James for three on the other end. Missed it short, and it's into the hands of Nicholson. Bobcats want to string together a couple in a row and get a run going here. Belcher up top to Trinkler. He'll hand it to Horton. Horton left side for Nicholson. Nicholson gets loose. Left block, puts it up and off the glass. Strong move by Carter Nicholson. Bobcats on a 5-0 run, and it's a five-point game. Colby walks it across midcourt. Gives it to Brady. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Bears with a five-point lead. Lee dribbling at the logo. Bears feeling the zone out a little bit as the Bobcats have dropped a little bit. Lee bounces it into the corner. Colby on the sideline. Gives a head fake. McGinnis in the corner. He'll leave it for Brady James. Pop back shot is good. Just inside the three-point arc. It's a two. And the Bears go back up by 7. Willow needed that.
Yeah, we didn't want to allow Sarah to keep making that run there.
Bobcats get it to the block and get fouled as the Willow fans groan on that one. Looked like minimal contact. But that will send Hunter Trinkler to the line shooting a couple of free throws.
Foul was on Caden Lee, his first team foul of the quarter.
Free throw is no good. Mr. Wilson, the official, Mike Wilson's son, says he was shooting. Coach Forrest was questioning that. They know each other well. Second free throw is good. Rattles in. He makes 1 of 2, and it's a 6-point lead for the Bears. 48-42, 5.5 minutes to play. Colby across midcourt. Brady on the right side. Brady's got a couple of green jerseys on him. Lee at the free throw line dribbles in. Pass cut off. gives it back to Brady at the logo. Brady dribbles, gets a screen to the left side. He'll pull back the dribble, gets the lead wide open for three. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound. Thompson has it, put it up, missed it. And Belcher gets the rebound. A great opportunity missed by the Bears on that one. Trinkler to the right side to the block. Swings it back, top of the key for White. They'll leave it for Horton. Horton being chased by Colby, and he double dribbles. Turnover on the Bobcat. With 4:54 to play, 6-point lead for the Bears. Willow will inbound in the backcourt.
Trinkler coming out to guard, put some pressure on pass at the half court.
Colby will get it across the timeline. Get it to Brady. Lee at the logo. Goes between his legs. Bobcats have definitely come out for some more intentional guarding. Brady James takes the three. Now he'll take it, and he buries it. Brady James, huge three halfway through the fourth quarter to put Willow back up by nine. 51-42. Bobcats to White on the block. Backs in on McGinnis, puts it up and in. Strong move by Riley White, and Coach Pitts will take a timeout. It'll be Bear ball when we come back. Willow leads Bear 51-44. 4 minutes to play. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, we've got 4 minutes and change to play. Willow leading Bear 51-44.
They're going to put on a press for this inbound.
Bears will take it. Colby and Caden leave. And now Brady James at the logo. Brady takes it across midcourt. He's quickly surrounded. Keeps the dribble, and now he loses it. Trinkler with a steal to the block, to the basket, missed the layup, but Belcher follows, puts it up and in. So the Bobcats put on the press, they get a steal, and they get a basket. Bears break it this time. Lee into the front court. We'll give it back to Colby. 5-point lead for Willow, and Brody Thompson has it on the sideline. Brody in the corner to the baseline. Back to Colby. Colby in the corner. Lots of contact, no whistle. Lee on the left side. Fakes the shot. He'll get it back to Brady at the logo. 3:30 to play. Bears leading by five. It feels like a big possession, though, Katie.
It does. Every possession feels like a big possession.
Since Tuesday, yeah. Every possession has felt big. Colby picks up the dribble, lost it in the backcourt. Brady back to get it at the logo. He'll hand it to Lee. Lee, Deckard out to guard him. He's trapped. Give it to Brady James. Brady to Thompson. Back to Brady with 3 minutes left to play.
Bears working to adjust this trap, that half court trap that Bears putting on.
And there's a foul as Deckard reaches in on Caden Lee. That's the first team foul on the Bobcats this quarter, so they've still got three more fouls to give before the Bears shoot free throws. So they could be very aggressive here in the last 3 minutes with the Bears leading by five.
Foul was on Deckard, and that's his second.
Lee triggers the inbound. He'll give it to Brady James, who gets fouled quickly, and I think that was Deckard as well.
He'll pick up his third. He will.
So Deckard quickly getting in foul trouble. Only the second on the Bobcats. Bears will inbound again right in front of us. Give it to Colby in the backcourt. Colby gets it across midcourt. Gets it to the right side. Colby into the corner. Bears rotated back to Lee. The Bears kind of playing keep away here with a 5-point lead. 2:45 now to play. Lee on the sideline. Willow either wants a great shot or they want to run some clock. Lee bounces it to Brady James. Brady is in the corner and in trouble. Gets it out to Lee. Left side for Thompson. Back to Lee, and there's a foul
by Belcher, I think. And that'll be the third team foul on the Bobcats. So still another freebie for the Bobcats. 2:26 to play. So Coach Forrest gambling a little bit here on his team's ability to take care of the basketball. We mentioned the Bears have done such a good job all year keeping the dribble, staying away from turnovers, but that's going to be tested here in the last 2.5 minutes. Colby is fouled on the inbound. That's the fourth, and now each foul will send the Bears to the free throw line.
Deckard picks up his fourth foul.
Lee will inbound. And there's Coach Forrest with the timeout as the Bobcats were not going to allow the inbound. And Coach Forrest takes a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, it has been a week of intense basketball here in Willow. Bears lost a heartbreaker in overtime against Liberty on Tuesday. They're up by 5 with 2:25 to play against the Bobcats. And Coach Pitts has decided, I'm going to foul and get the ball back. He does not want the Bears to run any more clock. So a quick foul, and that'll send Brody Thompson to the line for free throws. And the Bobcats, here's the thing. They've got the three-point shooters. They can get back in this in a hurry. But they got to have the ball, and the Bears were just winding clock. Free throw is short by Thompson, and that's what you can't do if you're the Bears.
And Bears also going to be worried about having enough players because Deckard's now picked up his fourth, and Belcher's picked up his third now. So you got to be careful about who's doing the fouling, I think, moving forward for Bears.
Absolutely. Thompson, second free throw, is no good, and a lane violation on Brady James. So that's exactly what Coach Pitts wanted. Got the foul, no harm done, and the Bobcats will have the ball back and a chance to make this a one-possession game. 2:25, still an eternity to play in this ballgame. Bobcats put their offense in, and Willow will try to get a big stop here. Trinkler hands it to Decker. Decker bounces it. Belcher, top of the key. Takes off on Brady. He'll hand it back to Decker. Decker in the paint. Floater rims out. Colby with a rebound. Bears get the stop. Now need some points. Colby across midcourt. Top of the key. Runs out of traffic. Lee loses the handle on it. Gets it back and a timeout called by Coach Forrest to keep possession. 2-minute warning from Mumford Gym. Willow leads there 51-46. The Bears will have the ball when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, the Bears leading the Bobcats 51-46. 2 minutes to play. Your 2-minute warning. The Bobcats, 12 straight district championships, 4 straight Final Fours. It's a team with a lot of pedigree. Bit of a rebuilding year for the Bobcats, but still an outstanding basketball team. Bears trying to score a home upset and finish the job that they could not finish on Tuesday. Willow will inbound. Any foul by Thayer puts Willow on the line. Colby takes the inbound. Gets it across midcourt.
lots of contact, and they will not call a foul. If that's got to call a foul at some point, they do. Combs commits the foul, and Colby,
I think he was trying to do it for a long time.
He was trying to commit the foul, and they were not going to call it.
No.
Coach Forrest is going to take this opportunity to chat with the official. Colby at the line shooting two for the Bears. First one is good. Puts Willow in front by six. This is a big free throw. It would put the Bears up by three possessions. Horton comes in. He's a shooter. Checks in for Combs. 1:46 on the clock. Second free throw by Colby. He's had to wait for a minute, and it's good. Clutch free throws by the senior, as you would expect. 53-46. Bobcats take off to the basket, lay it up and in. Bears went to sleep, and Trinkler, with an easy bucket, makes it a five-point game. And Coach Forrest is not happy. Coach Pitts will take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, another night, another great one here on KUKU. Bears leading 53-48 with a minute 38 to play. Bears will have the ball. Of course, Bear will be coming with a press here, trying to get a steal on a bucket. Back to a two-possession game. And for the Bears, Katie, that's the last thing they wanted to do was give Thayer an easy layup there.
Yeah, that's two.
Trinkler unguarded.
Yeah.
Got the two.
And Bears only have one team foul, so we can afford to get the stop on that. Yeah.
Everybody was moving, but the official wasn't ready to start the action yet. Now we are. There's the whistle. Lee will inbound to Colby in the backcourt. Colby is tied up and being fouled. And
oh, my God.
Goes out of bounds. It'll be Bear ball. But how in the world was that not a foul?
He was literally hugging him.
They are holding on to Colby, and they just, they're not. Coach Pitts has said, you've got to stick with him. And Coach Forrest has about had it.
You can't afford Colby James getting.
No. Bears hurt. Get it in to Brady James and get touched and get fouled. And that'll send the Bears to the line with a minute 31 to play. Brady James goes to the free throw line.
That was going to be on Trinkler. That's his first.
Coach Forrest is going to talk to Connor Wilson here. Plead his case. First free throw is good. Rims in for Brady. Bears back in front by six. Horton back in as Coach Pitts goes offense for defense. And here comes another clutch free throw from Brady James. It is up and it is short. Rebound Deckard. 6-point lead for the Bears. 1:20 to play. Trinkler is fouled, and that's okay. As Katie mentioned, Bears have plenty of fouls to give here. That was only the second team foul on the Bears. So they can play some tight defense. Minute 24 to go.
Foul is on Thompson. It's his first.
Decker throws it into Belcher. He has it tipped away, but Horton's there to get it. Trinkler spins. Right block. Puts it off the glass and in. And it's a four-point game. Bears get it into Colby. Colby. Give it to Lee in the backcourt. Back to Colby. Colby got to be bailed out by his coach. As Coach
they won't call,
call a timeout. 1:07 to play. Timeout Bears. Willow will have the ball. Oh, hold on. There is a foul.
Okay.
Coach Forrest called for the timeout, but the foul was already committed. And Colby James will be at the line shooting two for the Bears. 1:07 to play. Willow leading by four. Colby's free throw is good. Coach Forrest making sure everybody gets matched up. Colby's second free throw is good. Bears back in front by six with a minute to play. Trinkler across midcourt. Shades to the right side. Looking for a screen. Gets it to Deckard. Head fake. Goes to the basket. Over Lee. Puts it up and in. Bears get it into Colby. Colby in the backcourt. Runs sideline with 50 seconds. Colby gets a timeout this time with 47 seconds to play. Bears will have the ball and a four-point lead when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym. I don't think anybody's left. Everybody is...
I don't know how you can leave.
That's been another intense game here at Mumford Gym. Willow leading 56-62. Bears will have the ball. They've got one timeout left. Bears got two. So Coach Forrest has used his timeouts well to hold on to possession here in these last few minutes. The last 3 minutes of this game, the Bears have felt like they've just kind of been right on the edge of disaster. But so far, they've still got the lead, four-point lead, and the ball. Bear will try to get a steal, and if they can't, they'll commit a foul. Caden Lee will trigger the inbound in front of the Thayer bench. Looking over his options, he'll give it to Brady James. Brady back to Lee in the backcourt. Lee being chased and fouled with 44 seconds to play. And Caden Lee will go to the free throw line.
Combs picks up his third foul.
Bobcats trying to be selective on who they foul to a certain degree. They don't want to foul Colby. I think anybody else is kind of fair game. But they're trying to avoid a foul on Colby. Free throw is no good by Lee. And this will, well, even if he had made two, it would stay a two-possession game. But Lee will try to put the Bears back up by five. Takes a deep breath. Second free throw is good. 57-52 is the Bear lead. 44 seconds to play. Deckard across midcourt. Picked up by Lee. Deckard shades to the left side. Dribbles to the right. Backs in on Lee. Up top, Horton wants a three. Got it. And a timeout for Coach Pitts and the Bobcats. 30 seconds to play. Bear lead is down to two. 57-55. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Selling the American dream one home at a time.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, 30 seconds to play, and Katie, you look back at the Bears' last five games. They're 1-4, but a couple of overtime losses and just some
hard games. Yeah.
And trying desperately to close this one out, leading by two with 30 seconds to play. And Coach Pitts, the Hall of Fame coach, and knows what he's doing. He started fouling early, and we wondered about that at the time. Bit of a gamble if the Bears had been 100% from the free throw line. But they were not, and it's given the Bobcats an opportunity. Bears will inbound, length of the floor to go, and full court press by the Bobcats. They're hanging with Colby James. Caden Lee in the backcourt gets fouled with 27 seconds to play, and
Belcher will pick up the fourth.
Will shoot a couple of clutch free throws here, and a lot of weight on his shoulders with these two free throws. He could put the Bears back in front by two possessions if he can make both of these. As Katie mentioned, that was the fourth on Belcher, and that's significant, especially if this game goes into overtime. Free throw is short, no good. Bears struggling at the free throw line, and the Bobcats have got an opportunity. Leave. Second free throw. Big deep breath. Second free throw is good. Bears in front by three, 58-55, 25 seconds to play. Sinkler to the left side. Lost the dribble. It's loose. Picks it up and out of bounds off Willow. Is that the call or was there a foul?
No, I think out of bounds on Willow.
So the Bobcats will inbound, 18 seconds to play, 3-point lead for the Bears. That did run a little time off the clock, and the Bobcats need a score quick. Bears have two fouls they can give here, too, so you can really clamp down if you're Willow. Deckard will inbound on the baseline, looking over his options. Deckard looking, fires it. It's up for grabs, picked up by Belcher. Belcher, left side for Nicholson. Nicholson hands it to Deckard. He's fouled by Lee with 10 seconds to play. And now those fouls on the Bears really come into play here, Katie, because they can – that was a intentional foul. Not intentional, but Lee fouled him to really keep him from shooting.
Yeah.
And you can do that when you've got fouls to give. They've got one more to give and 10 seconds to play. They are inbounds to Deckard. Deckard on Lee. Pulls back, wants to shoot a three, does. It is short, and it is out of bounds with 3 seconds to play. Lee did a fantastic job on Deckard. Coach Fitz and Deckard saying it was tipped, but that is not the call. Willow will have possession. Bear fans booing, but it won't matter. The call has already been made. Lee will inbound. Full court press. Willow has got to get the inbound here. Lee, looking for somebody to throw to, bounces it to Colby, who is pushed, and Colby will shoot free throws with a chance to win this game with 2.9 on the clock. Great defense by the Bears.
Yes.
They didn't lose
yes.
their cool. And some clutch defense. They lead by three and a chance for Colby James to put this one away. He's got two, really just needs one, but we'll take two if he wants to make them both. Colby's first free throw is good. Some of the Bears let out a little smile there, but Coach Torres is like, we're not done yet. Colby's second free throw is up, and it is good. 3 seconds. Bear will inbound. They will shoot it from half court. Ball game over. Bears win it 60-55. Willow knocks off the Baylor Bobcats. We'll come back and have a much more positive conversation with Coach Morris in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, where the Bears defend home court tonight and beat the Bobcats 60-55 in another thriller here at Mumford Gym. It has been a week, Coach Forrest, and after Tuesday, we wondered how the Bears would respond, but they came out with a ton of intensity. And, you know, that adversity, it's so hard when you're going through it and you think, man, where's the payout? But tonight, there's a lot more to play for down the line, but tonight was some good things for the Bears.
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of our guys because, you know, what we've been through the last 10 days, we've lost three heartbreakers.
Three
heartbreakers. And you know, you expect that with a veteran team, which I would consider we have now, you know, young teams that would kind of – that may cripple them. But, you know, first of all, I've got a great leader, and I've got a great leader in Colby, and he – I mean, there's nobody hungrier to win. And when he steps on the floor, he don't care if we lost three in a row, he expects to win. And the guys follow that. Had some guys step up today and play well. You know, a little shaky that first quarter. We just gave them whatever they wanted. And then we held them to 8 points in the second quarter, better defensively. And then, you know, from that point on, then in third, we kind of took control and even got up 10 or 12. And, you know, one benefit of them being so set and playing zone, you know, in that fourth quarter started, I said, hey, we can do whatever we want. I want a great shot. I don't care if we burn a minute and a half.
Right.
And we were able to burn a minute and a half off the clock. And then a couple times we hit a big three and a big bucket. And, you know, when you have to guard somebody, when they're kind of running time up and you hit a bucket, that's kind of a dagger. But, hey, and at the end, we like to make it interesting.
We survived, and, you know, ball handling and defense are things that we don't talk about a lot. It doesn't surely show up in a stat sheet, but those last 3 minutes, like you're talking, you know, and we mentioned it earlier in the game, the Bears have one of the best ball handling units you're going to find, and they showcase that, and then, you know, the last minute there, just some great defense by the Bears.
Yeah, and, you know, that's one thing we take pride in. You know, we don't turn it over very much. And you got three good guards, and they're tough to chase around and make the right decisions. And you know, I'm proud of our guys because, you know, right there, obviously, we want to get the ball to Colby, but they're doubling people.
Right.
And we get some free throws. We need to, you know, we knock them all down. We put that game away pretty quick, but we like to make it interesting, giving me more gray hair. But, you know, I'm proud of our guys. The SEA is not an easy night any night. But we just gave ourselves a chance to stay in it. You know, if you get one loss, if you stay with one loss, that all it means is somebody's got to knock off Mountain View and you got a chance to take a piece of it. But I'll tell you what, Tuesday night going over to whatever county Salem's in.
Dent County
is a long way. That's a tough place to play.
It is.
And they're pretty stinking good.
Dent County on Tuesday, and then you got to go to Douglas County on Friday. So it's a tough road week for the Bears.
It is. But that better prepares us for the end. So,
and you can have a happy weekend.
I know. I tell you what, my children here.
Your girls will enjoy the weekend
probably,
a lot more.
There's probably nobody more excited than my wife. So, but I appreciate it. And big crowd tonight, and the town keeps showing
great
out.
Atmosphere.
Support these guys. So that's fun.
Great job, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks, Katie.
Coach Forrest and the Bears with a big win tonight over the Fair Bobcats. And that just doesn't happen a whole lot. We've been doing Bear basketball for a long time, and the amount of times the Bears have beaten the Bobcats is it's a rarity, and especially on the run that they've been on for the last decade or so. So huge win tonight for the Bears, and Katie has your post-game stats.
Leading scorer for the Fair Bobcats was Belcher, who had 23. Trinkler had 13. White and Hortonbush had 6 apiece. Nicholson had 5, and Deckard had 2. Lead scorer tonight for the Bears, Colby James had 28, Brady James had 20, Lee had 8, and Friga had 4. Bobcats turned the ball over 9 times to the Bears 5 times.
It is.
Bears kept control of the ball much better tonight, and that paid off for them. Bobcats did out-rebound the Bears 22-16, but that's not as bad as it was at halftime.
No, in fact, that's about even in the second half, which was a big factor as well as
Absolutely.
The Bears really made a push in that third quarter. All right, big one tonight for the Bears. The JV lost 47-42, but the varsity come up with a big win. It keeps the Bears alive in the SCA, keeps some seeding possibilities open for the district tournament, and like we talked with Coach Forrest, just makes the week feel a little bit better after a heartbreaker on Tuesday night. Bears win it 60-55. We'll be back with you Tuesday night as the Bears travel to Salem to take on the Blue Tigers. Thanks to Jack back to studio doing a fantastic job for us, as always. For Katie Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Mumford Gym.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, For Good Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.